The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
A guy who is a Deadpool home run hitter. And now he pulls one on the ground. Vargas will go to second for one. Oh, Paredes is hobbling, and that's not a good sign. Isak would have probably beaten out the double play, but about four or five steps shy of the bag, he started hobbling, and that is not good. Astros leader in home runs and runs batted in.
Yeah, that's definitely concerning. He's still not off the field. Comes up hobbling. I didn't see him grab anything, but it's definitely something in that lower left leg.
Ugh. Just when you thought the Astros were done with stuff like this, another thing rears its ugly head. The Astros, who have seen Hayden Wesneski shelved for the season with a Tommy John surgery, Ronel Blanco shelved for the season with a Tommy John surgery, who are already without Christian Javier as he recovers from a Tommy John surgery, who are already without Luis Garcia, who is recovering from a Tommy John surgery, who are already without Yordan Alvarez, who has a hand fracture that is, 80% healed, allegedly. Now you've got Isak Paredes dealing with a left hamstring ailment, as described by Joe Espada. As far as Isak Paredes' status for tonight, still nothing new. I've been keeping an eye on this all afternoon. But the only Astros news today is that the Astros, who DFA'd Forrest Whitley, they traded him to the Tampa Bay Rays in exchange for cash consideration. So that's really the only Astros news to this point. I imagine at 3 p.m. when the Astros release their lineup for tonight's game against the Twins at Daikin Park, we will figure out whether or not Isak Paredes is back. For what it's worth, Paredes, per Joe Espada, he told Espada that he wanted to play in tonight's game, so maybe it's not that bad. But, you know, you see something like that, a bigger guy aggravating his hamstring. It's June. The Astros should learn from the last time that a guy tried to play through something and probably slowly ease him back into the lineup. They do have a 4.5 game lead in the American League West. Mariners are struggling right now. They can't hit. Pitching is not as dominant as it was last season. I actually had a conversation with one of my old friends and colleagues from the last radio station I worked at in Seattle, and she was asking me, because I think she's trying to write an article about how the Mariners could potentially turn things around. And I was looking at last year, and I thought to myself, you know, the Astros, with all the things that they had as far as slow starts go, the injury bug did not hit them as hard as it's hit them this year. This is a very unfortunate injury to happen for an offense that is really struggling to put runs across the plate consistently. Only four last night, and I mean, the White Sox really helped in a little bit with that, with some of the bad plays that they had defensively out there. So there you go, guys. It is an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. We'll see if Yiner Diaz is out for a long period of time. I got to admit, when it comes to the Astros and their medical staff, I just assume the worst. Ask Gallant Anything Friday continues. 713-780-3776 to call, to text on YouTube at ESPN, used it on Twitch at ESPN975. A lot of haters out there. Paul finally finds somebody, and it's like, you guys want me to stay single. You want me to be in a relationship with you. Mr. Mills on YouTube comments, girl who is dating Paul, blink twice if you're in trouble. Well, that's just mean. Another text from the 832. We need to see this person you claim you're dating. There's no way she's that desperate. Is it a sex doll? Damn, dog. Also from the 832, what's the over-under on how long your relationship lasts? That's also mean. You know what's also mean about this? So, again, I've been in very few relationships over the course of my life, and the longest one I've been in was only 5 months, and that person wasn't exactly that nice to me, from what I understand. I didn't notice this in the moment, but that's what I've gotten a lot of. Like, some of my friends, my closest friends have been like, really happy for me, and it is new. It's a new feeling. It's weird to say, like, this is my girlfriend. It is weird. This is not me trying to brag about it. This is just me saying it is very weird for me to do that. But I've had a lot of people that have come up to me and said, don't F it up. Don't F it up. One of my friends has been really weird about it. He keeps on, like, bringing up times where in the past I didn't do so well. And I'm like, hey buddy, that's the past, I hope. Do you need to bring this up now? But that's just me. It is really funny. People, for the most part, people are like, on the text line and on YouTube, not as supportive, I will say. The Twitch, rather supportive. Though what's crazy is the Twitch has somehow figured out who it is. So I guess if you want to figure out who it is, join the Twitch. Some comments here on an Ask a Lot Anything Friday. We're just talking about Forrest Whitley being traded. From the 281, the Astros received $10 and a buy one, get one free coupon for Papa John's for Forrest Whitley. Come on. I hope they got more than that. I am curious, though, what they got. And if I'm Forrest Whitley, I don't want to know what they got in cash considerations for me. You're only going to be disappointed. Like, what if it's just $10,000 or $50,000 or something like that? Like, what do you want? What do you want to know that you are worth? I'd want it to at least be like $5 million, but there's no way that that's how much they paid for him, you know? Like, he's been pitching for 10 years. All the hype is way in the rearview mirror, like 10-year-old hype that we're talking about. It's an Ask a Lot Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call, to text. Some more questions that I would call strange in nature about the lady. I will say, yes, I am attracted to her. How about that? From the 832, hot date this weekend. Dinner tonight, group dinner. Introduced her to a lot of friends. I feel that's got to be an overwhelming process, meeting all the friends. Met her friends last week, though. That was fun. From the 346, what is the best pizza spot in H-Town? I love Pink's. Pink's Pizza. Every single Pink's Pizza. I like Pink's because Pink's is one of the very few places that you can buy to go by the slice. I also really like Frank's Pizza downtown, but when in doubt, I go Pink's. They got a good crust. It's kind of got that northeastern style. I ask for extra tomato sauce, light cheese. Not a big cheese guy. I will tolerate cheese on pizza and the lactose intolerance that it creates, but I will pick some of the cheese off. I don't like cheese. I love tomato sauce, and I love bread. Thus, extra sauce, light on the cheese. Okay? So now you know the rest of the story. From the 409, Star Pizza's great, says a texter. I like Star Pizza, but it's very deep, and it's a little bit too rich for my taste, and they generally go heavy with the cheese. I will say, though, you get that deep dish pizza, and you take the cheese out, and it's just tomato sauce. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You might have to eat it with a fork and knife because it will probably fall apart, and you'll definitely seem like a cake-eater douche if you do it like that. So don't do as I say when it comes to that. But Star Pizza, yes. A lot of people like it. It's very deep. Mustang Boy says Domino's stuffed crust. I will say Domino's as far as bang for your buck. Domino's used to not be good. But Domino's as far as delivery goes, I think they're pan pizza. You can get like a medium pan pizza for, it used to be $7.99. Whenever I would be working late shifts producing in the radio game, Domino's was my go-to. Fastest delivery by far of all the chain pizzas. That's my number one. Used to be Pizza Hut. It used to be such a treat on Friday. You go to Pizza Hut and you get like a coupon from Book It. If you were a kid of a millennial kid of the 90s, you might have remembered those. Yeah, you would read books and you would get like a gift certificate, I think, for a free pizza at Pizza Hut on Fridays. The pan pizza, the crust of a pan pizza is very good. Very, very good. I think they were the first ones to do the stuffed crust pizza. I used to like cheese. I miss liking cheese. It's
biggest probably red flag when it comes to me, you know, is that I don't like cheese. Anyway, it's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 to call, to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, and on Twitch at ESPN 975. Coming up next, I'm going to give you some weekend homework. Everything from the sports world to cinema that you should watch or can do this weekend in H-Town. Stick around. We're live at East River 9 in the River House, the Paul Gallant Show.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from East River 9 as part of ESPN Houston Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. We are hanging out in the River House at East River 9. About to get myself a margarita. Was that offensive? I'm sorry. I take Duolingo. I'm trying the best that I can, okay? But it's in progress, the U.S. Open at Oakmont, if you want to watch that. J.J. Spahn is tied for Thriston Lawrence of South Africa atop the leaderboard. Spahn is through seven holes in the second round. He was the leader at the end of yesterday. Lawrence is through two holes, one under par. Sam Burns has had himself quite the day, 5 under. He is in third place, an American, at the U.S. Open. Ben Griffin still hanging around. And on top of that, Victor Hovland rounds out the top five. You got a bunch of guys tied for sixth, a bunch of guys tied for ninth. All right, guys, it is 2:15 on a Friday. It's time for your weekend homework. And in your weekend homework, first off, tonight, the Astros open up their three-game series against the Minnesota Twins. Twins in second place in the American League Central. They're middle of the pack in most statistical categories. Shout out to East River 9. Just got my frozen margarita. Also, shout out to Sam, the social media savant, for plopping this thing on my table. Hang on. Let's have a sip. Let's have a sip. Oh, that's good. That's good stuff. So tonight, for the Astros on the hill, you got Colton Gordon. You got Hunter Brown Saturday, a 3:10 first pitch. Sunday, once again, Brandon Walter towing the rubber for the Astros against three Twins pitchers with respective ERAs over the next 3 days. 7:10 first pitch tonight at Daikin Park and a 1:10 first pitch on Sunday at Daikin Park. You've got tonight Chris Paddock, who's 2-5 with a 3.53 ERA. You got Joe Ryan on Saturday, 7-2 with a 2.96 ERA. And then Sunday you have Simeon Woods Richardson, who's 2-3 with a 5.74 ERA. Something tells me that those two pitchers for the Twins the next two nights are the kind of pitchers that are going to make it low-scoring affairs between the Astros and Twins, and you hope the bullpen can take care of business and that the offense can get going, especially if Isaac Paredes is dealing with a hamstring issue. Tonight, you got NBA Finals game number 4. Pacers with a 2-1 series lead on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Tip-off at 7:30 on ABC. So, obviously, you've got the Pacers against the Thunder. But you've also got Tyrese Halliburton against the liberal media. Here is Tyrese Halliburton with a drive-by against the Talking Heads. No, not the band. The Blabbers, who talk about basketball on the big networks.
You know, most of the time, the Talking Heads on the major platforms, I couldn't care less, honestly. Like, what do they really know about basketball?
He couldn't care less? You couldn't care less about the Talking Heads? A great band.
Psycho Killer, Home. I love the Talking Heads. And in the days gone by. All right, I'll stop. Stephen A. Smith heard this, and naturally, instead of talking about how the Pacers pulled off an improbable Game 3 win to take a improbable going into the series in the eyes of many 2-1 series lead, Stephen A. felt the need to make it all about, you guessed it, Stephen A. and the Four Letter Network.
Dude, let's get to Halliburton, because this bothers me, Magic. I'm going to tell you why it bothers me. First of all, the media includes folks who played. Charles Barkley played. Kenny Smith played. Shaq played. Kendrick Perkins played.
Right.
Jay Williams played. Right. Markieff and Marcus Morris played. So, first of all, let's get that out the way. We're not going to question their knowledge about basketball. Mm-hmm. And you can try to question mine all you want. So I've been covering the NBA for 30 years. Good luck with that. Yeah. But here's my problem. It's the sensitivity, man.
It's the sensitivity, man. He could have stopped when he started getting to talking about, you know, Kendrick Perkins and the Morris twins, because even if they did play, no one really wants to hear from them. Stephen A. wasn't done going after Tyrese Halliburton. This is in front of Magic Johnson, by the way. Here he is basically threatening Tyrese Halliburton.
Dude, let's get to Halliburton, because this bothers me, Magic. I'm going to tell you why it bothers me. First of all, the media includes folks who played. Charles Barkley played. Kenny Smith played. Shaq played. Kendrick Perkins played. Tyrese Halliburton. You're averaging 20.8 points a game on 48% shooting in wins. You're averaging 12.6 points on 43% shooting in losses. So the subject has been about whether or not he's a superstar and all of this other stuff, which I don't believe he is. Yeah. He's the guy I wanted the Knicks to draft years ago. He's a damn good player.
Right.
It was the media that came out and said, you're not overrated. It was your peers who voted you overrated, not the media. You see how slick these dudes get? They try to point into the media. No, it's your colleagues. It's your contemporaries,
right,
present and former, who were questioning you. People like myself and others, other than the actual superstar debate, have done nothing but rave about Tyrese Halliburton. So the heightened level of sensitivity that you want to give off, like Magic said, focus on the damn finals. You ain't win it yet. You still got two
right
to go.
So there you go. That's Stephen A. Smith, who also said this, just in case he was talking about me. Players far more accomplished and far more superior have made their efforts trying to call me out. How has that worked out? I don't know, man. I don't think anyone really cares. And I love Stephen A. Smith. But this is a bizarre move by him on this front. They won the game. I suppose if you're limited as a network and as far as the actual conversations you can have about basketball, I heard Adam Silver say, yeah, this is the hardcore basketball talk channel. Is it? Because, like, none of the conversations, everyone dumps on Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith and Shaquille O'Neal for the conversations that they have, and maybe they're not taking it so seriously, but at the very least, the conversations that they have are fun. They're not the, like, piping hot take, forced argument kind of stuff that you see on a lot of these speak for your pizza kind of shows. And at the very least, Stephen A. Smith can be funny when he delivers them, unlike most of his counterparts that talk about basketball, like Bob Cryers and Kendrick Perkins. I love Perk for what he did with the Celtics, but Perkins every now and then, I'm like, what are you talking about, man? So when you think about that, like, at least Stephen A. Smith has that going for it. But, like, what is this? You know, you're on the national network, and you're not talking about what the Pacers just did. You're like, all these players, they, for whatever reason, are going to point the finger at me. If you point the finger at me, if you were talking about me, just remember how it generally works out for all the guys who go against me. Oh, a little much for my liking. So there you go. That's your weekend homework as far as sports goes. Also, and this is exciting, and we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, the Stanley Cup Finals are tied at 2 games apiece. I don't know if we are rooting for Florida because it's hilarious that a Southern team might win a Stanley Cup Final. Personally, as a Tampa Bay Lightning fan, I would prefer that the Panthers, who I guess are the Lightning, are tribal. I don't know. They're both rather new teams in the NHL. Personally, I prefer that they not win. But you've also got the Edmonton Oilers in it.
It is cool that there's a team name called the Oilers. They have very cool uniforms and a very cool logo, in my opinion. But I would prefer that Canada also lose. I don't want Canada to win their first Stanley Cup since 1993. So I guess I'm hoping for both teams to lose. But while wanting both teams to lose, gotta say this. I have really enjoyed the game that I have watched in this series. And last night's game four was awesome. Edmonton down 3-0, came back and won. First time a team's done that in 106 years. It looked like they had clinched the game with 6 minutes to go with the goal that they scored. I saw that live. Florida pulls their goalie, six-man attack, and they score with 20 seconds left in regulation. They force overtime. Overtime hockey is fantastic. And, of course, the Oilers win and they even the series. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Game 5. This game in Edmonton. Tickets for this game, $802, the lowest price. If there's a Game 7 in Edmonton, lowest price for that ticket, $1,834. That's the lowest price. Goes to show you, Canada, they're starving for a cup. They haven't won one since 1993, over 30 years. Isn't that wild to think about? So that's also something you can watch. You can watch the U.S. Open, of course. As far as things to do in Houston, there's a great post on Reddit that's done every single weekend. I think there's a protest tomorrow. I might go to the protest just to see what happens. I am kind of curious. Tommy Davidson, who has been on the Paul Gallant Show before, is going to be at the Houston Improv all weekend. So that's pretty cool to see. You've got a Dynamo game against some dirty Canadians, Montreal, CF. Tonight, you got a Houston Dash game, huh? Against the San Diego Wave. What else is going on? Luckily, this was on Thursday. The Wiggles live. The Wiggles were here. They were here last night. Didn't see that. Rather slow weekend as far as, you know, things taking place in town. But it is pretty cool. There's a vintage Hitchcock play at the Stageworks Theater. I love Alfred Hitchcock movies. I actually took a class in eighth grade. Twice a week class where we got to watch Alfred Hitchcock movies. I love Hitchcock movies. Rear Window, the best. Grace Kelly, shout out. Strong, powerful, independent woman. Also, Jimmy Stewart. Zuzu's Pedals. Zuzu's Pedals. As far as everything else, Wu-Tang Clan I know is at Toyota Center tomorrow night, 8 p.m. That'll be fun. Cream, get the money, dollar bill, yo. I'm so cool, aren't I? So you got that. And then as far as movies that are coming out this weekend, if you want to watch a movie or two, because there's no TV show that's coming out this weekend that's really catching my eye. But I believe the remake of How to Train Your Dragon is opening tonight. So if you're into that, that's fun. There's a movie called Materialists starring, I think, is that Chris Evans? Dakota Johnson and Pedro Pascal. It's like about some matchmaker or some crap. I don't know. It's not really floating my boat. So you got those two movies you could theoretically watch. So there you go, everybody. I watched Ballerina, by the way, on Tuesday. It was effing awesome. So there you go. Paul Gallant Show, that's your weekend homework. 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975 for the 832. Will you be out protesting? No. I am curious, though. I want to see what happens. I'm pretty curious. Very curious. More to observe and to see if anything happens crazy. Man, some of you people with the I talk about the relationship, and some of you guys, they are funny jokes. I can't read half of these on the air, though. Oh, here's one from the 832. You got to be a really strange dude to have had your longest relationship be only 5 months. Fat, ugly dudes get women. Okay, well, it's not about looks. And also, I will admit that my own parents' divorce has kind of affected me as far as me thinking that I can be in a relationship. How about that? Kind of screwed it up where you get to a point where you're like, can I be in a relationship with somebody if everything isn't perfect? Because my parents seemingly had the perfect relationship and it didn't work out. That's sort of what has always been in the back of my mind. But I used to, like, not really be looking for it. Now I'm looking for it. And what I got right now is great. So there you go. Boom. It's the Paul Gallant Show. ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call to text. Why the hell is this city more of a choice for hockey than our beloved hometown? It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live at East River 9. Stick around. First, though, let me tell you about my friends at RiseHealth.com. You know the website already, R-I-I-Z-E health.com. Promo code 975 for 20% off your first order of the Rise Reds Max Strips. You don't need a pill. You don't need no water. You got a Rise Reds Max Strips. It's discreet. You put it under your tongue and then, ooh, what's that down there? Is it excitement? Is it me being back in the game? Yes, it is. Sildenafil, Tadalafil, oxytocin. Boom, boom, boom. This will help you get back in the game. It's rise.com. You enter the promo code 975 for 20% off your first order. Again, it's a strip that you put underneath your tongue, and you'll be good to go in just a couple of minutes. It's risehealth.com. Again, promo code 975. You'll rise up, you'll rise up with risehealth.com.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from East River 9 as part of ESPN Houston Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town, 713-780-3776 to call to text. Live on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. You can watch along, see my pasty white face, a little 5 o'clock shadow, my Astros El Tiempo hat, as I sip on a frozen margarita here in the River House at East River 9. Come on out here. We're hanging out all afternoon. Get your weekend started, a little golf. Yeah, weather's not looking great. Do the driving range. Come inside if it doesn't work out so well. There's pickleball out here, too. I got to say, like, if you want to watch a storm, unless you got a high-rise downtown, this is a pretty cool place to watch a storm. Am I selling you enough? For whatever reason, like, weather always is mean to us whenever we do these shows here at East River 9. Because I truly love East River 9. I think this is one of the best places in town. Anyway, you want to come here because you can register to win a pair of e-bikes from Power On Electric Bike Company. $4,000 value. Get a bike built for you, not just pulled from a box. Power On e-bikes. On an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, so earlier in the show, I was talking about Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals between Edmonton and Florida. I have no rooting interest, and I'm definitely not a hockey expert, but I do love this sport. And I do wish that when I was in town, Tampa Bay specifically, the year after they won the Stanley Cup and I had watched 12 games in person, I wish that there was no lockout because I probably would still love hockey on a level that I loved hockey when I was in high school. It was awesome to go to all those games. They were such cheap tickets. Lightning have been a really good franchise for a while. There's been no franchise here. And when I was in Seattle, Seattle did not yet have an NHL franchise. So for the majority of my professional sports media career, I have been not living in a town with a major professional team. Obviously, the Houston Aeros played here, but that's not one of those teams that generally generates a whole lot of interest when you are talking on the radio. You've got to talk about the hits. You got to play the hits. So I don't know what hockey would be if a hockey team came to town. I don't know how much interest there would be in the sports radio listening audience, but I'd love to see it here, and I'd love to do my best to cover it. Maybe more focus on the internet than actually on the radio. Because hockey is a great sport. It's awesome live, and this is a big city with a lot of people that are from places that love hockey, and it's a city that did appreciate the minor league hockey that it used to have here. Shout out to my guy Joe O'Donnell, I used to do weekend shows with back at the Texans flagship station, who I believe is still the voice of the Iowa Arrows now. The Arrows moved from Houston to Iowa. Like, he did a fantastic job when he was working with me. Fantastic job there. I'd love to see hockey back here, but for whatever reason, and at least right now, and I don't know all the details behind the scenes, but over the last week, there's been a lot of stories about how Atlanta could be about to get a NHL team for the third time. They had the Atlanta Flames, who moved to Calgary. They had the Atlanta Thrashers. Terrible team name. It's just this weird, like, hawk logo. I never really understood it. They moved to Winnipeg and became the Jets. They were only around in Atlanta from 99 to 2011, the league's 28th franchise. The Thrasher nickname was chosen to honor the Brown Thrasher, Georgia's state bird. So it didn't work the first time. It didn't work the second time. Third time's the charm. So if there's an expansion team in the NHL, there will probably be another expansion city hot on the trails. But remember, when the Vegas Golden Knights were added to the NHL, took a little bit of time before Seattle got the most recent expansion team. Obviously, we just saw the Phoenix Coyotes. Not obviously. We have a bad habit in sports media of saying obviously about things that are not that obvious. And I gotta work on that. Hand up. But for those who don't know, the Phoenix Coyotes played in Phoenix for a very good amount of time. They moved to Utah to a team that was at first called, I think, Utah Hockey Club, and is going to be called the Utah Yeti. They just decided to change their name, right? It's the Utah Mammoths? Right, it's the Utah Mammoths. My bad. I thought it was going to be the Utah Yeti. The Yeti would have been awesome, but yeah, the Utah Mammoth, singular. That's going to be the team name going into next year. So it's not an expansion team, but a lot of people thought, hey, maybe the Phoenix Coyotes will move to Houston. They didn't. So you would think that Houston is like the next team in line for another team, and that's not the case. It seems that Atlanta is, because Atlanta has approved an 18,500-person arena that would be able to properly host NHL games. I am just really surprised that Atlanta, which has seen hockey fail twice here in the past, seems to be ahead in the queue, as they call it in England. Because it's failed there twice. Would people support hockey in Houston? I wonder. Who would actually buy the team? An expansion team here in Houston and maybe foot the cost for a brand new arena here? I don't know. I think that you'd be hard-pressed to get taxpayer funds for a new hockey stadium, maybe a new football stadium. That's more believable, or something that the rodeo could use. That's more believable. But for hockey, I just have a hard time believing that there's going to be public funding for something brand new. So that means that there's got to be someone who's really rich, and obviously Houston has a lot of rich people, who's willing to pay the costs for an expansion franchise, and perhaps also on top of that, the cost for a brand new arena. Because are you going to want to build a new are you going to want to have an expansion hockey team, but also like lease the rights for where you play? No, you probably want your own building. And I think that's the big obstacle right now in the way for a Houston franchise. Like, there's not really a concrete plan from anyone other than, I think, Tillman Fertitta's rumored to be interested in it. And I know there was that other billionaire that lives here in Houston who has thought about it, but I think the big obstacle for him, and sorry, his name is eluding me now, we talked about him earlier, is he going to be willing to build an arena? These things cost a lot of money, and where would you build it? I think someone suggested earlier in the show that wherever the Northwest, up in the Northwest, there's a spot that theoretically could be used. I forget what place was floated. Hell, I would say in this immediate area of East River 9, there's certainly, this is supposedly, from what I understand, the part of town where real estate will eventually have a boom and this will be the next Heights or something like that. That's at least what's being said. There's definitely room here for things to be built. I know it would probably involve a little gentrification and all that crap, but theoretically something could be built around this part of town, but it needs someone who's actually willing to build it. Like, no one's going to like say, like, let's repurpose the Astrodome and turn it into a hockey arena. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Someone is going to want to build an arena that they own the rights to, that they can have real estate with. Like, that's I think, what it's going to take for Houston to get a hockey team. And I don't know that someone's going to be willing to float all of that. So there you go, guys. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call to text. Todd, the show says, can we just kick Joel Osteen out of the Summit? Well, I would assume the Summit is probably not something that's retrofitted enough to be able to host hockey, you know? Also, I mean, do you want to kick a man of God out of his home? Yeah, I don't think that'll work. I don't, and obviously the Astrodome's not going to work. It's inhabited by rats, cats, and bats. Overrun, some would say. I'm trying to think of another place that you could do it, like, but the big problem is you're going to need, I would imagine, to have an NHL standard kind of place, a brand new place that has the best insulation possible in 2025 and beyond. Because, you know, there's a big issue specifically in I would just say, Tampa Bay, where I went to high school, and I would imagine in Florida where the ice melts because these places are being played in places where this time of year it's like 70 degrees minimum every single day. 80, 90, more regularly. You got to build an arena where the ice isn't going to turn into a swamp. And I would argue this is one of the hottest places in the country. It's between here, Phoenix, maybe South Florida. You need to have an arena that's going to be able to handle all the heat on the outside. Because, like, even if the arena on the inside is able to have air conditioning that keeps the ice relatively cold, man, that's a lot of energy. That's a lot of power. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776 on an Ask a Lot Anything Friday. Whoa, a lot of comments. We'll get to some of your comments on the other side. It's the most interactive sports talk show in town on an Ask a Lot Anything Friday. Come on by. Get yourself a chance to win a pair of e-bikes from the Power on Electric Bicycle Company here at East River 9. Stick around.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Well, I will say this. Hopefully we are all here on Monday. Just given developments in certain parts of the world. I love all of you. And on that note, time for a little bit of garbage time on an Ask a Lot Anything Friday. You got any questions? You got any thoughts? You can work them into the show. We do have some people that were weighing in on our hockey conversation. I would love, love to see an NHL team here in town. Someone texted in, the Houston Rats, Cats, and Bats. I like that name for a hockey team, as do I. That would be funny. Specifically the Houston Cats. Another texter says there's an arena out in Sugarland they could use. The problem is, though, you're going to need to have something that's relatively centralized, I think, to attract the most possible people in attendance. And we all know what an issue it is to get people to events here in Houston on time. Everyone always blames the traffic, and sure, but this is always a late-arriving crowd. It would have to be somewhere in the general city limits inside the loop, you know? I don't think Sugar Land would work. Someone texted in, Houston doesn't have enough hockey fans to be a profitable endeavor. They will lose money. Yeah, I generally agree. I want it, though. Like, I officially won it. I watched the game last night, and I'm like, damn, I wish, I would love to be, instead of being, you know, someone who's trying his darndest to talk baseball, I'd love to talk hockey at least until June, you know? Or at least until early May, late April. Dan Friedkin is the guy interested in bringing the NHL to Houston. Gulf States Toyota CEO. Someone texted, let's start a GoFundMe for a Houston NHL franchise. No, let the billionaires take care of it. And by billionaires, I mean billionaires, not us, via a vote that we don't get to take part in, you know? Someone texted in, and I was talking about how the ice doesn't necessarily work so well in Tampa Bay, in South Florida. Someone texted in, if they can make the ice work in South Florida, they can make it work here. Well, again, that's a newer arena. It's a, I believe that the Florida Panthers got a new arena, Amerant Bank Arena. I believe it started, oh, wow, this is actually an old arena, 1998. Huh, interesting. That's surprising. I know it's way outside the sticks, though, and it's probably taken it until now where the Panthers have become a juggernaut for attendance to be regular, because I know for much of their early history, the Panthers stunk. The Lightning, weirdly, have always been pretty damn good as far as Southern hockey teams are concerned. Paul, you're biased. You're a Tampa Bay Lightning fan. Yes, I am. Martin Saint-Louis. It's a shame he's a coach of the Montreal Canadiens. Hate the Canadiens. Not the Canadiens. The Canadiens, okay? All right, garbage time. Legendary athlete Bonnie Blue. She flew too close to the sun. She has been banned from OnlyFans. It is kind of funny seeing a bunch of porn star actresses like Lisa Ann, who, by the way, Lisa Ann, awesome person. Love Lisa Ann, amongst other OnlyFans creators who are all doing a little touchdown dance that Bonnie Blue flew a little bit too close to the sun. But yes, she was banned from OnlyFans because she was going to do an event where I guess she was in a cage and everyone was just, you know, like it was a petting zoo kind of deal. It was going to happen in London. Didn't even happen. But she has been banned permanently from OnlyFans. Bonnie, going to have to do it old school. Gonna have to go back to the old porn industry, huh? That's a shame. That's a shame. But a lot of the people that are in the porn industry are very happy about this because they felt like Bonnie Blue was breaking the rules. Real tragedy in India. I don't know how many people are aware of a airline that crashed. It was supposed to fly from India to England, but a guy actually survived it. One of the craziest stories I've ever seen. This guy, I guess, just found himself in the wreckage, got up, and ran as fast as he could. That guy is going to have quite an interesting existence going forward. What an awful tragedy. Very sad for all the people out there. And it just really goes to show you that these planes that you're flying in definitely need a little more due diligence done on them. And I'm looking at you, Boeing. Please do not off me in something that makes it look like I did it myself. A man is suing Buc-ee's because they took away his HR tool idea. Listen, I don't know if he's actually right here, but I love this HR tool that he created. The title, a man claims the work he did off the clock appertained to Buc-ee's, and he created something that led to a standalone HR tool that he calls BPT, which also means beavers are people too. We're going to give a lot of furries some ideas. A rancher in Central Texas was attacked. What was he attacked by? An unhappy cow. One person was airlifted from the scene by helicopter. A second person transported by ambulance. Condition not released. Of these people who were attacked by an unhappy cow, but this happened 86 miles east of Waco. The story says the attack was by an unhappy cow, and this is funny, it shouldn't be. Hopefully these people are okay. The final line of this story from Fox26.com, it is not known what caused the cow to become unhappy. The bee someone signed is back? That's nice. The crypto bro who posted his own stupid message on top of the Be Someone sign, I hope you die. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Crypto people, the worst people. Although there were Nazis. Nazis were worse. But are there any Nazis today? Not like that. So crypto people, you're next. Did you know, fun fact, everybody, Garbage Time continues, Houston leads the country in dogs who bite U.S. Postal Service workers. That's bad. I don't like that kind of thing. I think that we got to do a little bit better. People who own dogs, I know you always say he never does that. Are you being truthful? Are you being honest? While we're talking about deliveries, a Houston man, he is wanted, and I guess hasn't been arrested, for allegedly greeting a delivery driver while completely naked at his front door. Jeffrey Kennedy is wanted on a misdemeanor charge of indecent exposure after the incident, which happened May 19th. That was a month ago. A female DoorDash driver attempted to deliver a 24-pack of beer, if it was a 30-rack, which apparently are illegal in Texas, maybe this wouldn't have happened, to an apartment complex just before 2 p.m., when the driver approached the unit, she realized the front door was already halfway open. When she knocked, a man swung the door open fully naked. The driver told the man to put some clothes on. He giggled at her, ignoring her request. She asked again. The man walked into his house. The woman said she then walked away to her car uncomfortably. The man emerged from the apartment wearing red shorts, a gray t-shirt, and a hat. He followed her towards her car. After she got in, he walked away. She reported the situation to DoorDash, who promptly canceled his account with the service. All right. And spoke with the apartment's leasing office, who said they've had several incidents involving the man before. They did not elaborate on his past behavior. I want to know more about Jeffrey Kennedy, 53's past behavior. Jeffrey Kennedy, if you're a listener of the Paul Gallant Show, and you do kind of sound like one, no offense, you're going to need to call in at some point in time. And on that note, that's going to wrap up today's edition of the Paul Gallant Show live at East River 9. Big thanks to everyone who came out and said hi. We saw Choi a little bit earlier. Big thanks to all of our YouTubers, Twitchers, listeners, and texters. And, of course, to AJ Rush back at Mission. AJ Russ, goodness gracious. The margarita has me slurring a little bit. Back at Mission Control, I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. We'll be back at it on Monday. The Killer Bees are next. Peace!
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.